This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, we are living in a time where we feel the need to gain people's approval. We are, subhanAllah, so obsessed with how other people think of us. We always want to make sure that everyone has the best image, the best mind, or the best idea about us. And in pleasing other people and gaining their approval, we will go to the ends of the earth, subhanAllah. Whereas the goal or the objective should be that if there's anyone's approval that we need to attain, it is the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is anyone's pleasure that we should be seeking, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. In Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that Yaqub alayhi salam told his son, Ya bunayya, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatika fayakidu laka kayda. That my son, Yusuf, do not, you saw this dream, that ahada ashara kawkaban wa shamsa wal qamara ra'aytuhum li sajidin. This is a dream that if you are to tell your brothers that you saw this, fayakidu laka kayda, perhaps they will plot and plan against you. Here, Yaqub alayhi salam is trying to protect the interests of his child. Now, for anyone who says that Yaqub alayhi salam did not care about his other children, that's absolutely wrong. Why? Because in order to protect his other children, he gave them the same advice, a similar advice, that when you go to Egypt and you enter into the city in the court of the king or the Aziz or the financial minister of Egypt, he says, لا تدخلوا من باب واحد. Do not enter through one gate or one door. What? But ولكن لا تدخلوا من باب واحد ودخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. That enter through separate gates. Why? Because if anyone sees that there are 9 young men or 10 young men, all mashallah fit, healthy, you know, they're young, they're good looking, mashallah, they're walking through the city gates, then perhaps someone may look at them and see them and be envious of them. And I want to protect. This is Yaqub alayhi salam telling his children that do not do this because he wants to protect them from being the victims of someone else's hasad. Brothers and sisters, in light of what I said earlier, that we are so obsessed with people's approval, we learn from these two ayat of Surah Yusuf that it is absolutely important for all of us to understand that evil eye is a reality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that evil eye is a reality. But today, you and I, we feel the need that in order for us to be complimented by others, in order to gain people's approval, wallahi, we put our entire life on social media nowadays. My son, my daughter has accomplished something. Take a picture, put it on social media. I'm going somewhere, I'm enjoying myself, khalas, let's take a picture, let's put it on social media. And there is such an obsession that we'll go back after every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and looking at, did anyone like, did anyone comment, did anyone like, did anyone comment? And what that does is, brothers and sisters, is that it puts other people in a position that they may have evil eye against us. They may even commit hasad against us. But if there's anything that we're doing to ourselves, we are potentially harming ourselves. By the way, you can talk to a person who does ruqyah, they will tell you the same thing. Forget about strangers. Forget about strangers. Even in many cases, unintentionally, let me make this very clear, unintentionally, there are times when even parents, when they see the accomplishments of their own kids, even sometimes parents can have an evil eye against their own children. Did you know that? Even parents can commit evil eye against, they see something that they have done and they marvel about it, not realizing that they have actually just committed evil eye against their own children. So this is why, brothers and sisters, first of all, we are seeing a world that everyone is posting their life on social media, not realizing that people are then committing hasad against them. Then people are committing evil eye against them, and it is impacting their lives, and they don't even realize that perhaps there's something going on in my life as a result of me putting up my life on social media. I had a brother who called me one time. He said, I'm going through this, this, and this in my life. And sometimes I may go on social media too. And I see that same person who called me, they put their entire life on social media. The first thing I told them was, stop posting your entire life on social media. Now, we're not only in a situation where we feel the need to post everything on social media, but now we are getting to a point that, forget about the non-Muslim community, even the Muslim community, you have men, and especially women, who would go and start exposing themselves on social media. Why? Because they want to gain people's attention. They want to gain people's approval. They want to be liked by others. They want to be accepted by others. And then not only that, the Muslim community is even going beyond that. Subhanallah. I had a brother, he sent me a message of a couple. And the couple, because they feel like that we need to share with the entire world that as a husband and wife, how much we love each other. Subhanallah, they're kissing. And they're posting that on social media. And not just kissing. It's a kissing that should not be even be done in public, if you know what I mean. But this is how they're doing things. And then they're posting on social media and they're telling others that this is a sign that I love my wife. Khalas, you love your wife, you don't have to share with the entire world. You don't have to tell the entire world whose approval are you trying to gain. Did anyone say anything to you that basically give you the sense that you don't love your wife, you don't love your spouse? But brothers and sisters, we are going to new lengths and we have no idea that how this is harming us, how this is harming our children. Yes, once in a while, you want to post something. Post something, a reminder, a dua. You want to post something that is good, something that is beneficial. Even once in a while, you post something that is going on in your life. You go somewhere, you see something very beautiful, you might share it. But brothers and sisters, we have no understanding, and a lot of times we don't realize that when we put our life out like this on social media, we are harming ourselves. It is impacting my life. It is impacting our life. And then we want to go and gain ruqya and do this and do that. I'm going to finish on this. There are a lot of du'as that we find in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to protect ourselves from evil eye. There is أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. There is the معوذتين, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, Ayat Al-Kursi. And there are many other things that we can do in order to protect ourselves from evil eye. But we have to understand something, a very important concept within our deen. And that is, first we do our part, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. If I want to protect myself from evil eye, I cannot expect to put my entire life on social media and then we read these du'as and khalas, it will be working. No. Surah Al-Fatiha, pay attention. Always we read Surah Al-Fatiha, pay attention to it. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. What does this mean? It means that first we do what we have to do to Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we ask for help. We want to protect ourselves from evil eye. We want to protect our children from evil eye. The first thing we do is we stop doing things that can potentially harm us. That is us doing our part. Then we read those du'as, then it will be impactful. But once again, what we're doing is we're doing the wrong, and then after that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you protect me. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that do your part. First do your part, then I will do my part. But we don't want to do our part when we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do His part. So if you want to protect ourselves, the first thing that we got to do is we have to stop flaunting our accomplishments, our blessings in our life, and keep them to yourself. Once again, if they make you happy, they make you happy. You be happy in your life. You don't have to tell everyone else that we are happy in our life. And then we read these du'as, inshallah, and then they will be impactful. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our families, protect our children, and protect our upcoming generations. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.